Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined this week by IHWE owner David Fuller. How are you doing this evening, David?
Doing alright. That rings off your tongue. It's a lot better than iconic heroes. So I tell people, don't worry about what the damn name stands for. Just say IHWE. And we could have already been onto something else, you know? It used to be Insane Hardcore Wrestling. And then it went to Insane Hardcore Wrestling Entertainment. Yeah. And it was terrible. And then three years ago, James Beard, a legendary referee and office man here in Texas, was like, we gotta, because I was like, I hated it. I'm kind of like Vince.
Yeah.
You know, don't say World Wrestling Entertainment, just say WWE. And I was like, well, just say IHWE. Don't worry about what it stands for. And people would ask, what does it stand for? It'd be like pulling a bullet out of my leg. Like, insane hardcore. So he came to me and was like, you know what? We need to change the name. And I'm like, well, we got to keep the damn letters. He's like, no. So we had to come up with something, IHWE, and we came up with Iconic Heroes. It sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
But it does take a few days to get out. So, I just tell people, just say IHW Wrestling, we'll move on, and I guarantee what we talk about afterwards will be a lot better. So.
Thank you for coming on again. I just want to say congratulations, because your first interview with us was our most downloaded of 2017.
So. All right. Well, thank you. Like I said, anytime I can do something, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there. It's a very saturated market. I don't listen to hardly any of them. I listen to Something to Wrestle, Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah.
Give him a shout out, because I love their show. Him and Conrad are great. There's just so many out there, but, I'm glad to help you, good guy, and I like what you're doing. I don't find myself that interesting, but, you know, I think I do have a story to tell. I've said this. I think I have a story to tell, and I think, you know, and it's good for me, not necessarily for myself. I could care less. But it comes back to the brand.
Yeah.
And more eyes I can get on the brand globally is the goal. Because I'd like people in the UK watching IHWE via digital media. So it's all helps. It's all, you know, win-win for us. So, but there's so many out there. I get inundated with podcast requests, and I kind of got to used to. I'd do all of them. And now I kind of got to be a little choosy just because it's so much time. And
yeah.
So many out there, and you gotta figure out, well, okay, if I do this one, what's the end game? I did one. I know we're kind of getting off topic here, but I did one once, and I was sitting there on the line cussing myself for agreeing to come on the air.
Yeah.
Because it was the worst show. I'm not gonna mention that. I don't even think it's a podcast anymore, and calling it a podcast was quite a stretch. But it was just these guys. They sold me a bill of goods when they called me earlier in the day. I guess what you call the pre-interview. They sold me a bill of goods, and, you know, they're like, oh, we're this. You would have think they worked for Vince. And I didn't believe it, but yeah. I was like, whatever. It was up in New York, New Jersey. And I was like, okay, well, that's a good market. That's a good market to do a show in. So I did it, but, oh, my God. It was just 3 hours of just profanity. And just the worst. And I'm sitting there on the phone, and I was like, I gotta get out of this. So I did my interview, got off there, and I refused them any other time they came to me. So sometimes you know, because sometimes you do these shows and you don't know what you're getting into, and they're like, okay, never doing that one again. So, but I'm happy to do it. Congratulations to y'all, and I'm glad I could contribute at least to getting a few more eyes or ears on your show.
Yeah, I completely appreciate you coming back on.
Sure.
So last time you came on to promote Jeremy's Big Bash. So how did the show go?
Good. The live attendance wasn't where we wanted it to be, if I'm being honest. And yeah. I'm an honest promoter. You kind of got to, you know, what happened there. But the show was really good. The people who came were very satisfied. The talent all worked very, very hard. At the end of the day, when you've done everything, you know, when you've done everything you know you've done to get people there,
yeah,
and the end result is the end result, then you're like, okay, I got to get off of that, and now the people that did come, let's go out there and hit a home run, and hit a grand slam. And that's what the talent did, all the talent. We had a lot of big names on the independent circuit. We had Martin Stone, you know, over from your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
I spent most of my day speaking with him.
Yeah.
I spent most of the day speaking with him, and he was awesome. I loved, you know, I told him. We were talking about the talent from the UK in the UK tournament, and I told him, I said, you, Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, Wolfgang were my favorites.
Yeah.
But when he came on the screen, I remember watching the tournament, when he came on, Danny Burks, when he came on the screen, I said, that guy looks like a guy who would fight you in a pub. That guy looks like a fighter. He looks like a guy who means business. You know, and I kind of, you know, was like, a lot of those, some of those guys just didn't do it for me. And he's like, no, I understand. But I said, you look like a guy who would, you know, fight people in a pub. And he laughed. He's like, that's what I've been doing my whole life. And I said, see, there you go, see? So, but he was great. He was great to my son. He was great to my wife. He was just awesome. Biggest guy, biggest star there. Wrestled for WWE the night before. You know, and so, I mean, you know, he's just great. So, I mean, and I know he's got a great deal because he's got the exposure of WWE, and he lives in Orlando. But now he can also go out and pick whatever independence he wants to do. So I think it's great that he has kind of the best of both worlds. And I think Martin Stone's going to be a guy we're talking about. I think some of us already are.
Hi, this is Dave Mercy, owner of Pro Wrestling Chaos, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
But Martin Stone, I think he's going to be a guy that we're talking about. We already are, but he was him and Chip Day had a fantastic match. It was a clinic. Now, they didn't have just a good match of ooh and alls and near falls and big moves. They were entertaining. Like, they did stuff during the match that made people go, ah! They made people laugh. They made people go like, ooh, and ah. They did everything they needed to do from a work rate standpoint, and they were just entertaining as hell. And you know, well, there's something about, like, obviously, you want as many people there as possible, and me as a promoter, I want as many people there as possible.
Yeah.
However, there's something we really don't think about that much, because we're always shooting for, I want as many people there as possible. And that should be everybody's goal. You don't want to have a show with 10 people in the crowd. Nobody does. And if you do, stop running shows. But there's something about a show where there's people there, about 100 people, and, you know, it's kind of, it's kind of, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but it, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, I don't want to use the word small, but it's kind of a,
intimate?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, it's comforting, and it's kind of, it's not big and massive, it's, and there's something about that to where everybody's there, and they're having a good time, and we're all in this together, and Chip and Martin just put on this match, and we're making people laugh, and they're interacting with the audience, and they were able to do that and do it so well, I think because maybe the amount of people that were there, as opposed to there's 1,000 people there, you can't do that necessarily and make every single member of the audience be like, oh, I felt that, or I don't know. But that's what it felt like to me. The matches were really good. I hung out with Kikitaru a lot that night, and he was cool.
Yeah, is he the Japanese guy with the cartoony mask?
Huh?
Is he the Japanese guy with the cartoony mask?
Yeah. And I'm not a huge fan of comedy wrestling. I'm friends with Jim Cornette, so I couldn't even admit it if I was. but he's great, and you know, I'm proud of him because I didn't know that much about him when he was first added to the show. Because I told Jeremy, I said, you booked the show, it's your show, it's your birthday bash. I'll just promote it and run it, and that's what I did. But I knew of him. I didn't know that much about him, and I read a story, and I'm like, man, that's cool. This guy worked his butt off. He worked his tail off in Japan, and you know, found something. He found a way to get over, and he found a way to make money, and he found a way to come over here. And he's cool. He's very nice. He came up to me. We have a mutual friend in Tokyo. We have a mutual friend. His name is Masahori. Yeah. He's the guy that Chris Jericho and Mick Foley have talked about in their books. He's a super fan of Japan. He takes care of all the gaijins you could possibly. He's taking care of them. He's taking out. He comes over here for WrestleMania. He came to my show, the Parade of Champions, last year when WrestleMania was here. He brought gifts for my son and my wife. Just a great guy. And you know, you haven't made it until you've met Masahori. Masahori told him, hey, you know, make sure you mention me to David Fuller. And he came up to me and he goes, David Fuller, you Johnny Valentine student. Yes, Masahori told me to. Yes, Masa. So we bonded over that, which was cool. And we talked, and he said, bring me back. I want to come back. and that's always good. You know, when the talent wants to come back, especially talent that they're all over the world, every weekend they're somewhere different. When they say, "I want to come back here," then you want that. You want that as much as you want. You want the fans to come back, but you also want the talent to want to come back. You don't want the talent to leave and go, "God, that place was horrible. Oh, so never going back there." And then they get on Twitter and go, "Screw that place. It's horrible." So, you know, and that's what people don't think about. They don't think about the immense pressure, especially when you got a Martin Stone on the show. Martin Stone was wrestling for Triple H the night before.
Yeah.
Now he's here. You know, so, I mean, get real. A lot of pressure, but everybody was happy with the show. All the fans, like I said, it was a very, very good setting. Everybody was personable. Sue Young, who, you know, I met her for the first time. She was super cool. Hudson Enby, who I didn't know that much about, she's fantastic. She plays her role exceptionally well. I met Valentina Loca, which I didn't know who she was. She trains with Seth Rollins in Iowa. I didn't know who she was. You know, she just happened to be there, and I felt really bad. I actually messaged her the next day, and I said, "Hey, I apologize for not knowing that much about you. Like to bring you back sometime," and she thanked me. So, I mean, it's impossible to keep up with everybody. It's impossible to keep up with all the stars out there on the independents. I didn't know much about Chip Day. He was great. He was entertaining, you know, I like that. I like you can come in and do a match, and yeah, you can do the moves, and you can make people go ooh and ah, but I really like the fact that you can come in and you can make people go laugh and be like, "Oh, that was great," you know. So, but the show was really good. We're gonna put it on demand here in the next, I believe, this month it should be up. Get it if you can. Spend the 10, 15, whatever it is. Spend the money. It's a good show. Mm. You'll see a lot of, especially if you're here, you'll see a lot of talent that you've never seen before. And you'll see some of your favorites. If you're a Martin Stone fan, you're going to want to see this match at Chip Day. If you're a Sue Young fan, you're going to want to see her match with Miranda, was one of the competitors in the Mae Young Classic. Lainey Luck wrestled Hudson Enby. You're going to want to see Rex Andrews and Gary J, Dirty Andy Doll, Nikki Kataru, No New Friends against Extra Talented. There were some real good matches on there. Angel Omega, one of my students, one of my pupils in the IWE Academy, against Fuego del Sol, human highlight film. All good stuff. Good matches, good lineup. From Bell to Bell, one of our better shows. You know, December is always, it's never easy running shows in December, just, you know, because it's the holidays and whatnot. So, and there's a lot going on in December, especially leading up to Christmas. There's always some Christmas thing going on, and, you know, so, you know, and Star Wars just came out.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that has something to do with it or not. But again, you know, I'm not. You know, when it happens, it happens. But I think the show. We had people drive from Austin. We had people drive from all over the state of Texas to see the show, and I think that speaks volumes of what was on the show. And everybody was happy with it. The next day, I got several tweets saying, "Oh, we had a great time. Thank you so much." We still put in the same amount of work, man. We're there. You know, we had this discussion the first time. I can ask you, "Well, how was The Last Jedi?" And you'll tell me, and I'll be like, "Well, how many people were in the theater?" Nobody asked that.
No.
You know, because the movie's going to play no matter how many people are there. And that's what we do. You know, we were there for 10 hours. We're still there at 1 o'clock. We're still there till 11 o'clock. We're still putting in the hours. So it's a full day for me no matter how many people show up. But everybody seemed to be happy with the show. Everybody was raving about it. And, you know, so I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, and you worked a special referee on the night?
Yes, I was a special referee. And you know, whenever you, you know, and I was knocked out, down for a few moments, got my head bounced off the mat just because I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Nobody's fault. I don't blame anybody. But I think Fuego del Sol felt cheated, so I told him. I tweeted it out. "Hey, you got it. Whenever you want it, you got a rematch, because I'm a man who mans up. A man up, own up. If I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time and I'm the special guest referee, I accept that responsibility. I'm going to own up. no favoritism whatsoever. If Fuego, if Angel would have got beat, he would have got beat. He would have got a rematch to the next show. So Fuego said he understands and he'll accept it, and we'll make that happen as soon as possible. I just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I apologize to Fuego, and, you know, it is what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the punk rock supernova, Eric Emanon, the leader of the IndyCard Mafia, the voice of the free world, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
As you might add, sir, it's going to be your 20-year anniversary coming up. It's April, you say?
The anniversary is going to be in April, but we're looking at doing the event in May, simply because, you know, WrestleMania is in April.
Yeah.
And there's like 15,000 shows that week. So, you know.
Have you got anything planned, really, special plans for the event?
We don't really want to do this. Huh?
Have you got anything special planned for the event yet?
No. I was in the WrestleMania hype last year, and I'm good. If it comes back, maybe, but I'll be at the house watching just because, oh my God, doing the show last year scared. I thought I was going to end up in the hospital because it was so frightening to do a show during WrestleMania week. So I did that. That's on my bucket list. Not many, you know, and there's not a whole lot of people who say that. Could say they did that, and that's, you know, that's kind of cool for lowly old little Texas independent regional wrestling Dallas Fort Worth Texan promoter, you know, to do this one show that the whole world was watching. That's pretty cool. But we're looking at May. I like May. We're looking at May. We can, like I said, we're just we're looking at kind of, and we're working with a local business here in Fort Worth, kind of a business that's been around for a long time. And they're talking about sponsoring a show in May, and it always helps when we can have some outside revenue coming in. We're looking at doing the show in May. We're looking at doing back-to-back, maybe a whole weekend full of shows. We like doing that. It's for the work that we put into in one show, why not do two? Get the content, make more money, and the fans seem to like having back-to-back because we don't run as much as we'd like to. We don't run as much as we used to just because, you know, I have a 4-year-old and, you know, it's just, it kind of gets, I don't have many more shows left in me. I don't.
No.
20 years is a long time. And that was always kind of that was a goal to get to. And I was like, okay, once that's it. So I don't know. Every year I say this is my last year, and then something happens. So I'm not going to say it's my last year, but I'm getting close. I'm getting real close to the end because I have so much more I want to do, and I'm not getting any younger. I'm 36 years old, and I've been doing this since I was 16. So long time. I'll always be involved with the business. I'll always have a hand in it doing something, I'm sure. And I'm happy to do it, but I got a book I want to write. I've always wanted to direct a movie. There's a lot of stuff I want to do, and the clock's not exactly on my side. But I wanted to get to our 20th anniversary. That was always a goal, to 20 years. And so I'm looking at that. Then after that, we'll kind of see where I'm at. All
right, so before we go, do you want to plug your social media?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at HXC Hilo X-Ray Charlie. Fuller, Muller, at IHWE Wrestling is at IHWE Wrestling. It's spelled just like it sounds. And IHWE 20th Anniversary has a Twitter, IHWE20. Facebook, IHWETX is our Facebook page. IHWE 20 is our 20th Anniversary Facebook page. And our YouTube is IHWE2009. And there's dozens and dozens of hours of content on our YouTube page. There's videos with Johnny Gargano, Kyle O'Reilly, Jim Nett, Stan Hansen, Dan the B. Severn. There is just a ton of content on there. So check that out when you can. And I think all of it's free.
Yeah.
There might be one Jim Cornette Q&A that's $5. But everything else is free. So go on our YouTube page and watch us. If you want to see authentic Texas wrestling, go to our YouTube page and you can see a lot of clips and a lot of full matches and full TV shows.
Yeah, all the links will be in the description below this interview.
There you go.
So thanks again.
Job for me.
So thanks again for coming on the show. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Oh, thank you. Anytime you want me back on, Chris, just bring me back. And thank you to all the great wrestling fans over in the Europe and the United Kingdom. Keep doing what you're doing. I love hearing about progress. I love hearing about ICW.
Yeah.
I love hearing about Stephen Flutter. I love hearing about Billy Wood. A lot of friends doing some great things over there. So keep supporting wrestling over there. And thank you for listening to me ramble for a few minutes from Texas. And I appreciate y'all having me on.
Yeah, I love having you on. I'd love to have you on again in the future. So.
Thank you very much.